Okay, it's great to be back with you with another GoldSeek.com Radio Gold Nugget segment. Today's special guest, Bill Murphy from Ghana.org. Joining me in a discussion on the precious metals markets, Bill Murphy from the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, GATA, with Chris Powell. Welcome, Bill Murphy.
Great to be here, Chris. Thank you.
You know, at least six measures on monetary policy are being proposed to Congress. This is a somewhat new story. You may not have come across it yet. Apparently, they're going to try to get these rules in there for approval. What do you think?
The rich and powerful and everything. I just did a wonderful show with Naomi Prinz, and is a great author and a Wall Street person and understands all of this stuff. And all Wall Street and Washington about is the money and power and to maintain it. And all this other stuff is window dressing, and nothing ever happens that really counts, that can make a difference or change, again, the rich and powerful from doing whatever they want to do.
Well, you know, another interesting story recently, apparently officials in Europe have changed their mind regarding their gold stockpile held here in the United States. Germany's gold reserves were sent all that was held in the Paris vaults, but only about 5 tons from the United States. They seem to be changing tack here on their desire for the repatriation of their gold reserves from the U.S. Do you think that somebody has twisted their arm a bit?
Chris, it is so silly. It is so obvious what's going on, and I'm going to talk to your listeners from a GATA standpoint. The gold cartel's in big trouble. They can't give the German gold back. India's trying to change what it's doing, swapping stuff with England here and there. ECB came, I don't know, a couple of months ago about saying what they're doing in the market. The gold and silver markets are getting ready to blow up. The gold cartel, the manipulators, the price suppressors, are about to hit the wall. It'll be gradual. It'll happen overnight. But they're desperate. That's why the German thing has come out the way it has. These people are pitiful, and it's going to be the biggest scandal in U.S. history, and it's coming. I can't tell you it's going to happen tomorrow, but it's coming. Even recently, they tried to get gold down below 1310 over and over again, comes back up. Silver's acting differently than it has in three years. 95% of the access market openings in the last 2 months have been lower. 95%. No market ever trades like that. They're trying to influence it.
You know, it's interesting you would note that, because we hear another story here recently that the Reserve Bank of India, their central bank, has plans to swap some of its gold in vaults, you know, under the central bank. Apparently, they want to help with what is being called a shortage in London for gold. And, you know, this to me has the sound of desperation.
You have it nailed, Chris, and I think we're right about there. These people are desperate. They managed to mobilize what we wanted to get into that, what they did, how to get gold bit down from 1900. And they've used every trick in the book, and it worked, and they're running out of what I call ammo. And that's why silver is trading so differently than it has for 3 years. They're doing that now for a month or two, totally differently. And I think you're getting ready for a price explosion. And I have a theory behind it. I write it in my Metropole Cafe commentary, what's going on. And I think we have something that is explosive. And I must say, the sentiment is the most bearish from my world in 16 years in terms of the general public interest in gold and silver. Never seen anything like it this bad.
From a contrarian perspective, that couldn't be any better.
You couldn't have a better setup than you have right now. There's nobody home. Nobody's paying attention.
According to one report, the offtake of bullion from the Shanghai Gold Exchange exceeded 1,000 tons. And that's just in 6 months. Clearly, the smart money, the global money, knows that the game is almost up here. If the pace continues, according to the article, it will absorb all of the gold that's been produced. And keep in mind, I want our listeners to know, if they don't already, that last year, China absorbed most, if not all, of the global production. And keep in mind, they produce more than any other nation as well. If we look at their track record in the recent decades, they are the go-to people to be monitoring. I mean, they don't make mistakes. Obviously, they know something that the rest of us need to be paying attention to. What do you think?
Well, I can tell you this. I've had three conference calls with the Chinese Investment Corporation, one of their two sovereign wealth funds. They know what GATA knows. The Russians have been talking about GATA since 2004. And then we've talked about Andrei Baikov, the top economic aide to Putin. He's been to two of our conferences. He knows what GATA knows. We know Putin knows what GATA knows. They all know what's coming. Only the West is just clueless because of the press and the money and power that, you know, tries to downplay gold and what's going on and give out disinformation. You've got absolute explosions coming, and you're correct. Chinese are eating it all up. Anyone who follows this stuff knows what's going on. And demand is just devouring the plans of the gold cartel, and they are in big trouble.
You know, I'd like to return for a moment to silver. According to an interesting report here, the Got Gold report, the big money, the smart money, is covering massive silver shorts at a record clip. They're getting nervous. This type of behavior, this type of action, it takes time. It's not something you don't cover these massive positions overnight. It certainly could lead to a big squeeze, at least some folks are calling for here, the Got Gold report, in silver. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I think we have a squeeze coming. J.P. Morgan has won for 3 years in a row. I have a theory that the premiums for 2 or 3 years ago were they'd ever been. There was a shortage. It was a problem. Everyone was talking how bullish the market was. It was because, in my, this is just my thought now, J.P. Morgan bought up all the silver near the highs and on that area, then put about three or four or five times that much out on the short side in the paper market, derivatives market. And then bond the market, hitting the market with the physical silver they had, making three to five times as much money in their derivative position. And now they're running out of that supply, and that's the reason silver is trading so differently. So now you don't see any shortages. You don't see any premiums, and everybody's going, well, it's no big deal. You won't see that until after silver starts to explode again. But the smart money, when the guys that you're talking about, who got buried by Morgan for all these years, are now taking them on. And if I'm correct, and we'll see, silver's about to explode. If it takes out 22, next stop is 26. It takes that out, then you're looking at 50, then 100.
We have a trend line, as you say, right there around that 21, 22 area. The trading range gets more and more narrow. And, of course, that just leads to spring-like action. You just think of it as a coiled spring winding, winding. Once you take out that level, things happen in a very fast way. Do you want to really be buying at 23, 25, 26, 30, 40, and 50? A great time for discount prices. I mean, we're 3 years into this correction. You know, the head of Tocqueville Gold Fund Manager, John Hathaway, recently noted that paper gold is not going to be of any value to most investors by the time they really need it.
Well, I had the pleasure of having dinner with John many years ago, and he's a great guy. He had his assistant, Doug Groh, come to our 2005 conference in the Yukon, and lovely people, and they're smart as can be. And from my standpoint, we know that much of the physical gold has been compromised over and over again, hypothecated, rehypothecated, and it's not there. And when the real scramble comes to get the physical gold that you think you own, it's going to create a panic. It will cause force majeures, and it will expose this whole gold fraud for what it is. And it's coming. And the timing is difficult, but it's coming.
Interesting. And as we wrap up here, you know, Gerald Celente recently told us that he suspects all the gold in central bank coffers, for the most part, is gone. It's just a bunch of swaps and paper promises. I'd like your thoughts.
Well, my opinion has been for years that it's supposedly now that central banks say they have 28,000 tons of gold, and I don't think they have 10,000 tons left, or somewhere around there. So I wouldn't say going to the zero area, but I mean, it's down to a point where it is catastrophic, and that's why the Germans can't get their gold back, and that's why I'm saying it's going to be the biggest financial scandal in the U.S., maybe in the world, when this whole thing blows up, and it's going to blow up. People will not believe what's coming. Now, it could be a couple of months from now or a couple of years from now, but it's coming. The timing is so difficult, as we all know.
And you know, the interesting side note here, if you will, our walkaway point, is we have $3 trillion in pension funds sitting just in Japan alone. The Eurozone, half a billion people there, and much of the rest of the world or the United States. All that money is getting nervous because they know interest rates at some point have to go up. It may not be by choice, but rates one day will go up. And when they do, my suspicion is we haven't even seen the fireworks.
Yeah, but that's very good speculation. That's what's coming.
People keep thinking, well, you know, higher rates, bad for gold. Really?
That's not what happened in the 80s.
Yeah, the 70s and 80s. I mean, look at the 70s. People associate higher rates with Paul Volcker, right? You know, Dr. Volcker, when he said, well, we're going to turn it up here to about 18 to 20%. Well, sure, they slammed the brakes. But I mean, people forget that rates were rising, as you pointed to, all throughout the 70s. All right, Bill Murphy, tell folks more about La Metropole Cafe, please, and Gata.
Well, you can sign up to go to Gata.org and sign up for a free mailing list. My colleague Chris Powell does a great job. Puts out a lot of good stuff. And I have a subscription site. You can go to LaMetropoleCafe.com and sign up for a two-week free trial and see if it's worth paying for.
We're going to look forward to having you back on the show.
Okay, Chris. Take care.